71.
Prepare yourself
for a talk radio experience like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
Welcome and thank you for joining us. It is Sunday, January 4th, 2009. We're going to be here for the next 2 hours, roughly. And we'll have open phones at 877-590-5525. Love to hear from you. All right. The three major issues that I have to go over today are obviously the invasion. The bombardment started 10 days ago, but the invasion yesterday at around 11 a.m. Central Standard Time here in the United States, of the tiny strip of land holding around 1.5 million souls just north of Egypt, formerly part of Egypt, sandwiched between the Mediterranean Ocean, Mediterranean Sea, and, of course, Israel. And Israeli tanks, armor, helicopters went into the territory yesterday. They have now completed, as of a few hours ago, the encirclement of the three major cities, including Gaza City, that are there on the Mediterranean. So they have now encircled the 1.5 million souls. And instead of getting emotional about this, why not just look at the facts? Whether you're for the Israelis or for the Palestinians, we're just going to look at the facts today and discuss what is really happening. Because that's the big issue here. There's a lot of lying going on. Now, in tribal warfare, I would expect people who live in Israel to be for Israel. And I would expect the Arabs, Muslims, people in the Middle East to be for the Palestinians, the Gazans. But just as somebody on the outside of this, I know the United States has been for decades sucked into it, we need to go over the cold, hard facts of what's going on. So I'm going to do that. Also, Obama is announcing more details of his, that's right, every time you hear the word Obama, we're going to play his Imperial Battle March for you here on air. Barack Obama is giving us more details of his policies and what he's going to do, and there is some change involved. George Bush tripled the size of the federal government in 7.5 short years. Barack Obama is promising to triple the size again, so the only change is they're accelerating down the same highway, and there'll be some different rhetoric. And Obama brags that he does read the newspaper, and George Bush bragged that he didn't. But they work for the exact same financial interest. So I want to go over Barack Obama and his National Compulsory Service. You know, his chief of staff wrote a book about it. He's given C-SPAN, ABC News interviews saying compulsory service for all Americans. Change.gov, the bizarre transition website, we've never seen that before with a newly elected president who's not been sworn in yet, you know, broadcasting from a done-up fake Oval Office and the rest of it, said that old people have to serve with the senior corps. They're going to have a corps for your junior high and high school students under federal indoctrination. And then you're going to have this million-person domestic spy force. I mean, we've got Obama on video saying it, but it was on change.gov, and then we talked about it and others talked about it, and suddenly they jerked it off. They pulled it down from the website. So I'm going to discuss, I mean, playing a clip from his own national radio address this weekend, well, that came out today. That's another thing. We've never had a president who's not in the Oval Office yet doing radio addresses, but he's doing it. His presidential radio address. And he says they're going to hire 600,000 new bureaucrats. That's the change. And he has the audacity to say, this is Washington not doing things the way it's been done before. So this is change you can believe in. And, you know, their chant, they have children in inner cities chanting the government schools, yes, we can, yes, we can, while wearing Obama uniforms. Yes, we can take your guns. Yes, we can get rid of our borders. Yes, we can start more wars. Yes, we can audit everybody and squeeze and create hundreds of new federal fines, fees, and taxes. Yes, we can raise the gas taxes. Oh, that will be a tax that hits the average person. I thought it's only the top 5% that are going to be paying the new taxes. All lies, all betrayal. And don't you dare, if you're a new listener, say, oh, this guy's some right winger. Ladies and gentlemen, there is no left and right wing at the highest levels of power. Both parties are owned by offshore private banks, the ones that have stolen $8.5 trillion as of early December. We haven't, in more than a month, we haven't gotten the new numbers. Previously, every week, they would announce $1.3 trillion stolen. That was 8 weeks in. But over $1 trillion a week stolen. And we don't know now. We haven't seen any new numbers in over 3 weeks. But $8.5 trillion stolen by offshore private banks with no oversight. But Obama says the $1 trillion he's going to take of taxpayer money to give to select corporations, he says there'll be oversight. He was the guy that honchoed the tie-breaking vote in the U.S. Senate to get the banker takeover bill, known as the banker bailout, which states that they are now the government. And Bloomberg has reported that the War Powers Act has been declared. Meaning, but the new war powers have been given to the private Federal Reserve. I mean, that's a Bloomberg headline with a Fed chief over one of the Fed branches saying, we're not even involved now. The Treasury and the Fed governors in New York have declared the War Powers Act over Congress. Remember back on October 3rd when they passed the bill, the members of the House and Senate, Senator Inhofe, others came out and said we were threatened with martial law. Well, now war powers has been declared. We are under the control of foreign banks completely. Totally lawless. So we're going to cover some of that today. And this dovetails with it. Pat Robertson has hailed Barack Obama and says that it's of the Lord and that resistance is futile, that it will help America, and that Americans want to ease the pain, and that socialism will be unstoppable. That's a quote. Nothing can stand in its way, and that this will help America. And then they cut, because he literally says he goes to a mountain like Moses. We don't have time to play the whole clip. We're going to play part of it later. But you can go to, it's up on WorldNet Daily. It's up on Infowars.com. We have it linked up there. Kurt's doing a story on it. It wasn't up there as of Showtime, but he said he's doing it. But Pat Robertson says that he goes and God tells him what's going to happen. Of course, if you look at his past predictions, about 80% of them are wrong. He said, what he said this year, we would be nuked. Well, 2008's over, so now we're 2009. Didn't happen. Well, now he's saying in 2009 that socialism will save America and that the Muslims are going to collapse worldwide. The opposite is happening, by the way. I'm not even really saying that's a good thing, but I'm just stating the facts here. And he says that it is of the Lord. Of course, he also does national TV ads telling you that global warming is real. We need to pay a global carbon tax. He does that with Al Sharpton. So a complete and total sellout. But the zombies he had out in his audience were just smiling when he said that God told him the economy would turn around and socialism would save him. And that's the main group that should be resisting communism, socialism, the internationalists, should be Christian conservatives, but they're not. I mean, Pat Robertson goes on TV and says, go ahead and thumb scan to buy and sell. It's of the Lord. I'm on video. He came out and said China has forced abortion, but they're doing what they have to do. I mean, I have the Huffington Post today criticizing the UN and eugenics and sterilizing people and forced abortion. The liberal Huffington Post. And I'm going to praise them later. It's as if I wrote this article. They got a lot of good people over there, like Max Kaiser and others. He'll really tell the truth. He's even attacking Obama now. I don't know how long he'll be there. Now, this is the supposed left. They're admitting the UN is sterilizing people and forced abortions. Meanwhile, Pat Robertson's saying it's of the Lord. Look, I'm sorry. Christians can tune out of the show. I'm not going to be for abortion. It's like when Pastor Hagee said, a year ago that Jesus wasn't the Messiah. I'm sorry. I'm not going to drink your weird Kool-Aid, man. You're a bunch of cult members. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through a private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The headlines are clear. The worldwide economic collapse is here. The military is being positioned for martial law. The mark of the beast is at hand. Governments are calling for a new world cashless economic system. Having a long-term food solution is your only hope to stay free. Now, Survivalist Seeds introduces their Escape the Beast Kit. 24 varieties of all-natural, non-genetically modified heirloom seeds. For true patriots and homesteaders wanting food insurance. That's over 5 pounds of rare historic seeds for a penny per seed. 15,000 seeds that will feed a family healthy food for 7 years. Big John Lipska, host of Don't Tread on Me, is including an instructional DVD that will teach you how to earn big money selling the produce from his incredible heirloom seeds back to him, restaurants, and small delis. Don't buy from copycats. Their fancy packaging is not free. Order today before it's too late. SurvivalistSeeds.com. That's SurvivalistSeeds.com. A long-term food solution.
How many times have you been in the dark looking for a flashlight, only to find the one that you have is broken, the batteries are dead, or it's just not bright enough? You need the Packlight. The Packlight is the longest-lasting flashlight on the market and simply snaps onto any 9-volt battery and uses 2 high-powered LED lights. It's small enough to carry in your pocket, car, garage, and home. The Packlight can survive severe impact, be frozen solid, and still work flawlessly. The Packlight is so durable, soldiers overseas rely on them, and has been featured in the New York Times and Backpacker magazine. The Packlight comes with a 25-year warranty, and prices start at just $12.99. To learn more and see for yourself just how incredible this small flashlight can be, visit 9voltlight.com. That address again is 9voltlight.com. Or call us today at 877-715-4448. That's 877-715-4448.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate-controlled flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold
dry. I'm live, no matter where you live, whether you're an AM and FM listener, shortwave satellite listener, you can always get the free podcast at Infowars.com. Just go subscribe there. And the four-hour weekday show will get served out to you. Listen to it how you want, when you want, where you want. Also, the Sunday show gets served out to all podcast subscribers. Or you can individually just go download any particular show you want. There's a full archive posted there as well. And we just started a Twitter feed. I noticed there were some fan Twitter feeds with thousands and thousands of subscribers, so we started a week ago our own Twitter feed. There's a link up at Infowars.com. If you want to get all the news articles we write or news articles we post, the links to be fed to your cell phone or different type of handheld computer device. That really is the wave of the future, and I notice we're the number one radio talk show on Shoutcast. Overall ranked number 16 for all music, all talk, but number one talk. 24 hours a day, we're number one. And only about a third of my internet feeds are on Shoutcast. A lot of the systems we use aren't compatible with that, so that's too bad. We're number one, and that's only a third of our feeds. And at the same time, we are continuing to grow, so that is very, very exciting. There's a thing called Flycast, and that'll go to your BlackBerry or iPhone. You can go sign up, download that free app. We've got a link to it up on Infowars.com as well on the Listen page. Just click on the Listen link, and it's all there, the podcast, the streams, AM and FM affiliates, shortwave, it's all there. Okay. Forgive me if I sound a bit bamboozled today. Just cedar fever. You know, they claim it's these conifers that then us rednecks around here call cedars in Texas. When the German immigrants came in and the Czech immigrants, they cut down, I guess, most of the oak trees, put goats out, and they killed the black level of the soil till it was all rocky. And then this imported juniper that we call a cedar came in, and they claim that's where everybody's got the allergy. My grandmother's lived here her whole life and never had allergies, and now she has them. And I was just talking to Jaron in there, who helps run the show with Paul. He was saying, you know, he went out to the countryside this weekend thinking he'd get even sicker. He'd been sick with cedar fever all week, and he was better. So it's something it's mixing with, and a lot of mainline, you know, MD allergists will tell you it's the GMO food. There's a lot of studies that show it as well, that then triggers other naturally occurring substances in the environment. It heightens your capacity to have other things trigger the allergies. So I am going to have some allergists on the radio show in the next few weeks to talk about that, because it is serious, serious business to affect your quality of life. And it's the same thing. I can go out to Fredericksburg, or I can go out to Llano for a week, and I won't have this. It's when I come into Austin. So is it the mix of the smog with it? Or who knows? I just know something's going on in this town, and I don't like it. I also get it in L.A. I know it's smog there. Every time I'm in L.A., I have a headache the whole time I'm there. People are like, come on out to L.A., see us, hang out. Stay at my house. I'm no, I don't want to come out there. Unless it's on the beach. If I'm staying at somebody's house on the beach, that's clean air blowing in. It's when it gets in that bowl, those hills around L.A., it all just sits there cooking, never blows out, never leaves. You know, I got a passel of calls here holding at 877-590-5525, and I haven't even gotten to my main story yet. What I'm going to do is take a few calls right now, and when we come back, I'm going to get into what's really happening in Gaza. Then I'm going to get into national service, the trap that we're deep into, and what Obama's announcing. And then we'll get into Pat Robertson saying God told him socialism's going to save us. Let's go ahead now and go to Chris in San Francisco. Chris, you're on the air.
Thanks, Alex. Chris Cantu here, and I just want to let your viewers know I came out with a movie called The United States of Terror, which is available for Google on Google Video, and it was inspired by an article you did called The Timeline to Tyranny, basically all the laws that have been passed since 9/11 that got us to where we are today, and what I call the United States of Terror.
Well, we are openly, and this was publicly admitted in Congress, foreign banks, through fraud, bought off the government, have had contracts signed now where the private treasury rules the United States. The treasury has now been made private, just like the Federal Reserve, basically, and is outside government and has stolen $8.5 trillion we know of. That's, again, the last time the numbers came out. And we're in receivership. We're being looted like a third world nation.
We are. I also want to let your listeners know, Alex, that there's a document called Irregular Warfare, Joint Operating Concept, that was published on September 11, 2007 and approved by Robert Gates, who's, as you know, staying on as the Defense Secretary. So in it, it talks about conventional warfare traditionally being against other militaries, whereas now they are defining irregular warfare as those that are that go against the general warfare that goes against the general population.
Yeah, well, let's go further, and I appreciate your call. We covered this a month ago. It finally hit mainstream news last week. The Army War College says their main mission will be engaging the American people. They specifically admit, now, 91% of the American people want the borders controlled. Both parties don't do it. 80-plus percent want the wars to end. The two parties don't do it. 90-plus percent of Americans in Gallup polls want taxes cut, not raised. Feds don't do it. Because they're illegitimate. And so the military, the Naval War College, Thomas Barnett, he admits that they work for foreign offshore banks and the New World Order. That's what the New World Order is. It's just a fancy term for the corporate takeover of all Western countries, as well as Third World and Second World and Old World nations. It's a hostile corporate takeover. And so they're now announcing all these years, oh, we're training the troops for domestic operations to fight Al-Qaeda. And then all of a sudden, oh, and for rioting and civil unrest, we're sorry, but we've changed the rules of engagement and we'll kill you. But that's freedom. And then it turns out in Denver and Minnesota and everywhere else, the police have been caught this year alone staging attacks on other police to claim that the protesters did it to set a precedent to attack protest. They just got caught in Greece, national television, going and taking off their anarchist outfits and getting in police cars. They have sledgehammers knocking out windows, attacking cars. And then it shows police in uniform commanding them, and then later, and this is all shot by a journalist hiding on top rooftops. She, because the real protesters are attacking police, they're attacking prisons, they're attacking government buildings, mainly the private banks, because the folks know who's they're deeper into receivership in Greece right now than we are here. So how do the cops turn the general public against the protesters, hoping they won't join them? Well, they go dress up like anarchists and go beat up old women. Burn things down, knock out shop windows. People say, look at those people attacking shops. Look at look at those anarchists attacking that old woman. But it's the cops. I mean, this is mainstream Greece TV. I mean, you can Google it or YouTube, but it's all over their television news. The police are saying, okay, we'll stop doing it. Denver Post headline, police attack police and staged event. Just Google that. I mean, this is really going on. I mean, I was there this year. And we couldn't be at all the protests at all times. I said, well, I didn't see police provocateuring in Denver this year. I said, but we did have reporters in Minnesota that did see it. So I said, the first time ever I haven't seen police provocateur. Well, now I have to revise it. You know, I mean, I'm fair when I don't see the cops doing bad stuff. But I saw them there. Okay, we're going to come back, take more calls, get into Gaza. What's really happening? Stay with me. You'll get the skinny on it straight ahead.
Every 22 seconds, a violent crime is committed. Are you concerned about your personal safety? Why wait for something bad to happen when you can take action now? Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web, including mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Pepperspray.com is proud to feature Saber brand Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray. For every Saber Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray sold, a donation will be made to the National Breast Cancer Foundation. Enter the word pepper in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to Pepperspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. Call today.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call Ecola Blue right now at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
Now that the election is over and the shock is beginning to wear off, Ready Reserve Foods, in an effort to get as many Americans prepared for the promised changes of the new administration and to help you and your family survive the global economic crash, Ready Reserve is offering the pre-inauguration special. Between now and January 20, 2009, all food units U1 through U7 are being offered at wholesale prices. That's a 33% savings. A year's supply of meals starts as low as 73 cents per meal. Ready Reserve Food offers only the highest quality dehydrated food, packed in double enameled cans in an inert nitrogen atmosphere, allowing a 15-plus year shelf life. Ready Reserve has been manufacturing since 1972, giving them the freedom to offer you amazing savings. Great tasting Ready Reserve Foods at wholesale prices. Order now at ReadyReserveFoods.com or call today 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. For the past several months, folks have constantly asked me to give them the date as to when they should be finished stocking up on food. We've been so beaten up by stock market, banking, housing, and unemployment crashes that we're desensitized and frozen inactive like the frog being unknowingly cooked in gradually increasingly hot water. Well, snap out of it. We now have a deadline. Joe Biden said it's going to happen. Former Secretary of State Colin Powell went on CBS Meet the Press and pointed to about January 22nd as the time a major international incident would force the new president to make unpopular decisions. Well, I take the general at his word, and my best advice is to have your food in your possession prior to the inauguration. Contact eFoodsDirect.com for your supplies prior to this deadline for disaster. Ask yourself, is it better to have too much too soon or too little too late? Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
All right, we're going to get to your phone calls coming up here in about 10 minutes. Toll-free number to join us, 877-590-5525. It is the fourth day of January, 2009. Hard to believe. Already 4 days into a brand new year. Oh, hey, just went by in a blink. Better hold your children, kiss your wife, your husband, because life before you know it just goes by in a flash. Israeli troops take a serious grip on Gaza. They invaded, of course, yesterday into the tiny piece of land. They're landlocked by Israel to the north and to the east and to the south by Egypt, formerly part of Egypt. Israeli troops take a strong grip on Gaza. They now encircle the three main cities, including Gaza City. Israeli troops and tanks split the Gaza Strip and ringed its main city on Sunday in an offensive against Hamas that has killed more than 500 Palestinians, many of them civilians. I'm proud of the fact that InfoWars.com reported an hour before anybody else the headline, Israeli ground troops enter Gaza, because I was watching live press TV out of Iran feeds out of Gaza with international Iranian TV. And then I was integrating that in with the Israeli news reports with the tanks rolling forward, and they had the attitude of their tanks down flat, which meant they were shooting targets relatively close. I saw footage of carpet bombing with a type of cluster bomb meant to get rid of landmines and booby traps. And so I called Kurt Nemo up, and I said, write an article saying the ground invasion has begun. And he said, are you sure? And I said, write the article. And I don't usually tell my folks what to write or what to do. They've got almost complete autonomy and pretty much write what they want and cover what they want. You know, I mean, I pick them because I agree with their views. And then about 30 minutes later, he posts the story, and it says, Israeli troops prepare to invade. And I said, Kurt, just change it. Just trust me. say they're invading. And then an hour later, it came out in Reuters and Haaretz, all over the news. Side issue, it's just that I know what I'm looking at. It didn't take much military study to know. Israeli tanks poured shells and machine gun fire into suspected militant positions and warplanes as Hamas fighters fought back with mortars and rockets. Israeli troops and tanks split the Gaza Strip in two and ringed its main city on Sunday in an offensive against Hamas that has killed more than 500 Palestinians, many of them civilians. It's killed more than 1,000, the numbers I've got. Hamas fighters kept up rocket salvos against southern Israel, defying efforts by the Middle East's most powerful army to stamp out the threat Israel has set out to achieve. European Union foreign policy chiefs launched a mission to seek a ceasefire in the Gaza Strip, but acknowledged they faced a difficult task persuading the parties to stop fighting. All right, let me just stop there. You know the basics. And say this. I don't look at a political issue and say, well, you know, I've got a dog in this fight. I coldly look at it and then come to my conclusion, and then I may hotly, you know, in a very aggressive way, push the point I'm making. But there is a cold-blooded intellectual process that goes on. And the cold-blooded process is what is moral, what is right, what historically is best for liberty and freedom, especially for my nation and my family. What is in my best interest, but also balancing that with a moral compass. And so I come about that decision cold-bloodedly. You know, I get criticized by some by not attacking Israel, by not criticizing Israel for its excesses. So when I say the things I'm going to say, it is from deep study. Okay, we have been taught by our media to love and worship Israel, and that Israel can do no wrong, and that Israel's always attacked, and that Israel isn't the aggressor. Well, that isn't true. Starting in the early 1940s, the later president of Israel and others blew up British, European hotels, killed tens of thousands. This is all mainline history. Machine gun crowds bombed busy markets, attacked the Arabs, you know, the Palestinians, killed tens of thousands, but mainly targeted England, who had taken over from the Ottoman Empire there. And this was being funded by the large Bank of England, controlled by the Rothschild family that took control of the Bank of England by staging a run on it at the end of the Battle of Waterloo, claiming Napoleon had won in 1815, if you must know. That's mainline history, just not really taught in school. But it's in the mainline history books. If you wish to read the scholarly treatises on the subject, it's in Encyclopedia Britannica, if you'd like to look. So the Palestinians learned everything they're doing because it was done to them. I mean, bombing mosques, shooting crowds, and you're not supposed to talk about that. Israel's like, oh, it's so terrible. Oh, you know, they use asymmetrical warfare and low-intensity conflict, and you know, it's called terrorism. And I agree, it is terror, but they were called rebels when the Israelis did it to the Palestinians and the British. It's not called that today. And when Israel attacked the USS Liberty and tried to sink it in 67 to blame it on Egypt as a pretext for war, it was called patriotic and a dirty trick. And they tried to brush it under the rug, earlier in 2008, got to get used to saying last year, almost said this year, 2008, the Chicago Tribune ran the headline confirming Israel attacked it in premeditated fashion. The national security tapes had been released by the NSA and that they knowingly attacked the ship to blame it on Egypt. Now, we already had the fighter pilots that refused orders three times. They liked the U.S. They didn't want to attack the ship. But they were ordered to do it. Now, thank God they kept the ship afloat and didn't sink. So again, that's just a fact. It isn't that I even want to bash Israel. I'm not a Palestinian. I'm not an Arab. I mean, do I lose a lot of sleep at night knowing that Muslims and Christians are killing each other in Malaysia right now, even though I'm a Christian? I mean, I just know that's tribal warfare. That's always going to go on. I'm sad it's happening, but there's not much I can do to stop it. I mean, do I lose sleep at night knowing? So understand, I don't have a dog in this fight. I was brought up and conditioned to worship Israel. Israel was perfect, as pure as a driven snow, could do no wrong. So if anything, my cultural conditioning is to side with Israel. So separately and coldly from the outside of all of this, I am simply going over the facts. And what are the facts? Okay, as an American citizen, I am angry by the fact that the media insults my intelligence. Okay? They lie. And if you look at the polls in Europe, and if you watch European television, which you can get on some cable systems, dish systems, I watch live feeds online, 75% of the reporting in Europe, Western Europe, is against the United States doing this and Israel. And yes, the U.S. gave the weapons, the money to do it. If you watch England, it's 50-50. If you watch the U.S., it's 98% negative against Hamas. And they're lying. They're saying Hamas broke the ceasefire. Well, you can go watch the U.N. debates, and the UN, and I'm no fan of the U.N. They're just reporting the facts there because, you know, they'll look like fools with all these international bodies there and all these foreign countries and all these intelligence heads where it's public knowledge outside this dumbed-down, and we are the most dumbed-down people in the world now. From the smartest, most intelligent, most informed to the lowest IQs, so physical acuity, and then also our education. We're not just the worst in the industrialized world. We're 30-something overall, so we're 15 nations behind third-world countries, not just first world. So it's admitted, and Israel admits, that they have been doing targeted bombings and killings for the last 7 months. In the Gaza Strip, in the three cities and outlying towns, Gaza City and others. And they promised under the ceasefire to open the border crossings up again into Israel, you know, because the people want to come clean the Israelis' houses and things. That's because they're kind of the servant class. And they're not allowed to. So Israel broke the truce. We'll come back, finish up with that.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
Fuel prices are up and down, biting into everyone's budget. If you're ready to start saving at the pump, Fuel Saver Technologies can help. With a small squeeze of our fuel conditioner in your gas tank, more of each gallon of fuel will combust, improving your fuel economy 10 to 20% or more. Completely safe for all engines, gas or diesel, we guarantee that your savings will exceed the cost of our product. Our fuel additive reduces the emissions and maintenance costs and reduces the friction of engine moving parts. Our 2-ounce consumer squeeze bottle costs only $8 and treats 100 gallons of gasoline or 50 gallons of diesel. If you buy a case of 16 or 32 bottles, the price drops to $6 a bottle and we'll ship it to you for free. Call us toll free at 866-768-7811 or look online at fuelsaverinc.com. Start saving on fuel today, 866-768-7811. Online, fuelsaverinc.com. Spend a little and save a lot.
So you finally decided you're going to stock up and store food. But why settle for bland, tasteless food? Why settle for less? There is an alternative. InternetGrocer.net. Enjoy the most delicious storable food at amazing prices. Enjoy creamy, delicious, real cheddar cheese in a can. Indulge in real canned meats and real canned butter. Storable meals from InternetGrocer.net will bring such variety and flavor you won't be able to tell you're actually eating storable food. You can purchase by the can or by the case. Choose a variety pack or an entire year's worth of food. InternetGrocer.net has non-hybrid seeds that will produce delicious food for you and your family. Ensure your food supply for years. Find out just how delicious storable food can be. Call 903-356-6443. That's 903-356-6443. Open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Or shop online at internet-grocer.net. Again, that's internet-grocer.net.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar-powered generators are now available from Solutions from Science, one of GCN's oldest and most trusted sponsors. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity for free. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out, you'll be ready with a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com and get off the grid today. That's mysolarbackup.com today. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Don't wait. Call today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
So again, let's do an exercise here. If you're for the Palestinians and you're mad that I'm not coming right out and saying Israel needs to burn in hell, try being intellectual and actually listening to the facts. And if you're a Israeli or a Israel supporter, try not saying, let's kill all the Arabs and drive them into the sea. Let's try to just look at the facts here, okay? I, as an American, don't like being insulted by the media saying that Hamas fired these Katyusha rockets, very low-intensity conflict weapon, very low kill ratio. It's the equivalent of a high-tech rock. And you see the footage of the Palestinians throwing rocks or using slings. It is definitely an upgrade from that, but not much. It kills a couple people a week. It's terrible. But every week, Israel would go in and bomb what they call the illegitimate government of Hamas that won free elections there, and Israel's puppet was kicked out. What now, 2 years ago? Back in 2006, almost 3 years ago. So the media is lying about that. And that's very insulting to claim that Israel isn't shooting and bombing and killing people inside the Gaza Strip and engaging in targeted assassinations. And, I mean, if the media just be honest about it and say that these two groups are fighting with each other and just report that, and that Israel broke the ceasefire, then I would be not as outraged and insulted by it. Now, again, for several years you didn't hear about these rockets, but then when the killings started in early 2008, Hamas started firing the rockets back into Israel. Also, Israel, about 9 months ago, cut off ships coming in with aid, ships coming in with medicine to 1.5 million people. I mean, that's a lot of folks. That's Austin, Texas, and the whole metro area, and then 300,000, 400,000 more. Imagine just everything cut off to your city. Everything cut off. That's how big the Gaza Strip is. It's the size of two districts of Columbia's. Smaller than Dallas, Texas. Area, geographically. And so imagine, they're being bombed, they're being attacked, and everything is cut off. Now, in the peace agreement, in the deal, they were supposed to be able to get medicine and supplies. They were supposed to be able to have trade. And Israel, because the Gaza Strip to its south borders Egypt, and Israel's constantly bombing any aid that attempts to come through there. And so their only border with civilization is the Mediterranean Sea, but no trade is allowed to come in. Israeli patrol boats control that, lock that down. And most of the Palestinians do want to go into Israel. They do want to work. They do want to go work in shops and work as maids, and that's about the only jobs they're allowed to have. And they've got to go to checkpoints and wait for hours and routinely get shot for no reason. I mean, that's all over the news. But Israel won't even allow that. So you got 1 million 500,000 people just sitting there literally starving to death. Electricity's off most of the time, almost no medicine. Whether you love her or hate her, Congresswoman Cynthia McKinney, I admire her for many reasons, interviewed her several times as well. She's in my film Matrix of Evil. She comes in on this pleasure boat. They ram the front, ram the side, almost sink the ship, and the media spins it like, oh, there was a little, ding on the dinghy was the CNN subheadline. A ding on the dinghy. No, it was just fun. No big deal. A former congressperson almost being killed trying to bring in medical supplies. And so that's very insulting to my intelligence to have people lying about that. And then there's also this claim that Israel is only targeting military assets, paramilitary Hamas assets. Well, again, those tunnels, the 40-plus tunnels they've destroyed, that's how the majority of the food and fuel oil and other necessities are being brought in to the country because Israel won't allow anything in. It's total siege. Now Israel's physically gone in and encircled the three major cities, Gaza City being the biggest, to where nothing can come in. And folks tend to, dehumanize the Palestinians or say, oh, they're not even Palestinians, they're Arabs, they have no right to that land. Come on. Under the Ottoman Empire and previous empires for thousands of years, since 70 A.D., Titus, the Roman general, because Judea was in revolt, went in and leveled the city of Jerusalem and basically killed the majority of the population and took the rest into slavery. So Israel, there was no Israel from 70 A.D. until 1947. Okay? Now, obviously, especially the Sephardic Jews out of North Africa and Spain and places, they really do have ancestors that live there. The European folks out of Russia, they just converted, hundreds and hundreds of years ago, 800 years ago, to Judaism. But that's fine if they want to try to move down there. The point is that Jews and Arabs and others lived in peace there and weren't killing each other until the 40s when money out of England financed the overthrow of the British government there. And the British government allowed that to happen. Very bizarre because of big payoffs that were made. And so when we hear that it's all one-sided, that is what is an insult. And then the image of tanks and Cobras, gunships and Apache gunships, and the image of F-15s and F-16s and drones and predators dropping 2,000 and 3,000-pound bombs, and the image of dead children and dead women, 45% of the population of the Gaza Strip is under the age of 15. Pull that number up. You can check that number out at CIA.gov. They have their fact book there. That's where I went to check that number. 45% are under the age of 15. And so you have this exploding third world population living in third world conditions, and Israel is engaging in the most ancient form of total war against that country. And, that you can say it isn't a country, it's a scrap of land. Well, those are people that did live there. Those are people that did live there when it was Egypt. Now, the bigger issue is, why won't Egypt allow them to immigrate? Why won't Syria allow them to immigrate? Well, the answer is some of them don't want to leave, but many do and aren't allowed to leave. And so, that's pretty cold-blooded. And Egypt's supposedly our ally. And by our ally, you see, I'm in that groupthink of I'm an American, and so they're the U.S. and Israel's ally. But Israel is controlled by the globalist. The United States is controlled by the globalist. Egypt is controlled by the globalist. Whose interests really are being served here? And so not one rocket was fired until, 7-8 months ago, when they started the targeting killings and breaking the deal and shutting down the border crossings for people that wanted to come in and work in Israel and Israelis who wanted to hire them, and some Arab Israelis as well that live in Israel and live in peace. So there are radicals on the Israeli side. There are radicals on the Palestinian side. But clearly one has to overall side with the Palestinians, with the people in the Gaza Strip, because they have one of the most high-tech militaries. Israel says they're the most high-tech, with over 400 nukes and all these fighter bombers and thousands of tanks and the latest anti-missile technology, on and on and on and on. And then Israel acts like, oh, we just gave the Arabs this land, and look how mean they're acting for no reason after we gave it to them. Well, you took it away from them back during the Six-Day War. So when we come back from break, I want to go to Tom, Kathy, Kurt, Kurt's first, Logan, and others. We'll go directly to your calls on whatever subject you're calling in about. But I would imagine some of you will want to talk about the issue I just brought up. And if you disagree with me, if you think I'm being too easy on Israel, call in. Or if you think I'm being too easy on the Palestinians, you're welcome to call in at 877-590-5525, 877-590-5525. If you're listening on AM and FM stations around the country, or shortwave or satellite or the Internet, if you're listening from all the way, it goes north of Dallas, down to San Antonio, down to the beach, down to South Texas, huge footprint of the station that I transmit out of on Sundays, the mothership, where the transmission originates from. It is News Radio 590 KLBJ. That local number is 836-0590. We are live. It is January 4th, 2009. Man, that's taken some getting used to. But I want to hurry through a bunch of calls for most of the next half hour after the news. And then I'm going to get into all of the other news. But another one of the big lies is that Iran is running this whole operation. Now, that's in the L.A. Times today. In Gaza, the real enemy is Iran, by Yossi Klein and Michael Oren, and they say that Iran's behind it all. Well, Iran was behind Hezbollah, Shiite, in Lebanon. Yes. But Iran is not behind Hamas. And by the way, the big dirty secret, you can Google this and read this in Israeli papers. Israel.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Did you miss your favorite shows on GCN today? Thanks to the continued support of our listeners, subscribers, and sponsors, we are proud to bring the GCN audience a new and exciting way to listen called On Demand. Available on GCNLive.com, On Demand plays each show continuously until the next time the show goes live. It's simple to use. Just go to GCNLive.com, click on the On Demand button, and find your favorite shows. Don't get discouraged. Get On Demand. Free. Thanks again to the listeners at GCNLive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
For facts.